We begin this bank holiday edition of Mooney Goes Wild with a stroll through a very special walled garden in County Meath. Walled gardens have a long history in Ireland and Britain, originally built on grand estates centuries ago to shelter fruit and vegetables from wind, frost and prying eyes, and to create highly productive self-contained growing spaces. This one is in Stamullen in County Meath, and reporter Terry Flanagan has been visiting the garden with Ciarán de Butler. Ciarán grows his food in close partnership with wildlife and nature, and has written a book, Nature's Acre, to encourage others to do the same.
So the walled garden of Stamullen's been here a long time, but it's not my garden, and the people who own the garden have generously allowed me to grow vegetables and food here. Mm-hmm. And also we grow in conjunction with nature and wildlife rather than against them. Mm-hmm. We're all together in this.
All together, who's we?
We being myself and Marie and Dominica, who helped me here in the garden, and truth be known, they do all the work.
Yeah.
And they're local, they live in Stamullen.
Yeah.
We being nature and wildlife and the insects and the birds, and we all look after the land together.
So where we are here now, we're just inside the wall. We're right up here at the top of the garden, which you've dedicated to growing food.
So this is where we grow our food organically. Mm-hmm. And we have raised beds here because they work very well around here. And also, large part of the garden we've left largely to nature. Mm-hmm. Because we find that helps, well, it helps nature and it helps us to grow our food, because the balance of nature means we don't get pests and bugs, or we don't get very many of them. Mm. And the food still grows.
Looking at some of the food here, you've got cabbages, typical vegetables that people will grow, but these are all organic, as you're saying.
They're all organic. It's not certified, but we follow organic principles. We don't use sprays, we don't use chemicals, we don't use artificial fertilisers. We're not zealous about it, but we do things in a, probably a natural way. And that's the food we want to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we grow it that way.
Let's move over here a bit, because if we move away from where you're growing food for eating, you have it left to wildlife here. I'm looking over here, you have what appears to be a little pond. Is that right?
So we put in a wildlife pond. We got it on a free cycle, one of these websites. A man was just getting rid of it. Yeah. And we put it in there and we left it. And we said, well, the frogs might find it. And they have.
Yeah,
I can see the tadpoles in there.
I can see the tadpoles. There are literally, well, there must be 100 tadpoles.
Probably is. And hopefully some of them make it to be mature frogs and they come along and they'll eat some of those pesky slugs. That.
And you have another one here. I think you're about to get it up and get it running. It's an old bathtub.
Sure, yeah. One of the neighbours got their bathroom done up and they said, Ciarán, do you want them an old bath? So I said, yes. And, well, Dominica dug it out.
Right.
She dug that out and we put the bath in. We have a grill over it to stop any dogs or kids from falling in.
Yeah.
And that'll be filled with water. Naturally, the rain will fill it up. And hopefully more wildlife will come in and use that. The frogs, the insects, all those.
Now, the wall is covered in ivy. You've allowed that?
Allowed the ivy, yes. Against much advice, because people are seem to not like ivy, but I think ivy is great. It covers the wall. So what I think is we can just trim it back if it gets too big.
Yeah.
And we have fruit on the same wall and they cohabit the wall quite well.
And the bird song. I'm just looking, there's a lovely beautiful robin just over our head there. Of course, I see lots of gulls as well, because you're quite close to the sea.
We are. We're about a mile from the sea, so it's a very temperate climate here. Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous place to grow plants and it's a fabulous place for wildlife. But even when you come into the garden, I think it has its own weather.
Yeah.
Because it just, the walls enclose the space.
That's,
and they hold
the
heat in.
Of a wall
and the wind, keep the wind away. Mm. And that in itself, sometimes the kids from the primary school will come up, organised by the teachers, of course, and they look around and it's just, they learn so much here that can't be really taught in the classroom, because when you see it and you feel it and you feel the breeze go down when you come into the garden and you go into the greenhouse, you feel the temperature. Mm. And the complete lack of wind, you don't. Then you tell the kids, this is the plants grow really well in here because it's not windy and it's much warmer. And they know it and they see it and it goes in, really registers.
And what have you learned from your time here?
I've learned an awful lot here. I've learned that nature can come in if we just let it, we just allow it. And a place can really change us and how we approach things. And my boys have learned a lot as well. They've grown up in this garden almost for the last 6 years. They've learned patience and how to. They've learned practical skills, woodwork, how to dig, how to weed, how plants grow, and how to approach things. And I think patience in the modern world is a very important thing to teach kids. Things don't happen instantly.
Yeah, and I'm looking here at the plants. If we walk along, I'm looking here at the primrose. beautiful primroses here, and they're just growing wild. I presume you've allowed that.
We allow plants to grow wild. They're just wild plants. Mm. They're not weeds to us. We like them there. Nature likes them. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. And what other people might call weeds, you allow them to grow too. I see the cow parsley.
Sure, it's a great one for pollinators. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic for all those hoverflies, and the hoverflies will come in and they'll eat the aphids. So we don't want the aphids or the green fly. So let that grow. Or any of the umbellifers, the plants with the big round flat heads on top of the small flowers, any of those grow in your garden will encourage those hoverflies. And they look lovely as well.
Yeah, they do indeed. Let's walk on up here a bit, because as I walk on, I can hear the birds, and the birds are singing away all of the time. And just listen to the birds over our heads too. It's a really tranquil space, isn't it?
It is. We're right beside the road, and it appears that the wall swallows the sound of the cars.
Yeah.
We're literally, the main road is 50 metres from where we're standing. Can you hear the cars?
Yeah. No cars at all.
You can just hear the birds, right?
Yeah. It's an incredible spot, and I presume it's an acre, is it? I mean, the walled gardens traditionally were an acre in area.
I think it is an acre now. Mm. It looks like an acre to me.
I see, too, you have a lot of nettles growing here in the garden. You allow that, yeah?
Sure, we do. Now, the kids maybe don't like them, but we tell them to avoid them. But they're really good for butterflies, which are good for caterpillars, which are food for birds, which all feeds into the cycle here. So we let them grow, maybe not in the bed where we're growing our onions, but we let them grow on the margins of the garden. And in fact, in large sections of the garden, they're full of nettles, and then there's bluebells, and as you said, there's cowslips.
Yeah. The butterflies, tell me some of the species you get.
Well, we do get the what you might call the cabbage white, which we do keep off our cabbages with netting, so we don't try to kill them. We get the red admiral butterfly, and we get peacock butterflies. Those are probably the only ones I know, but I've seen blue ones and orange ones, and I'm not an expert on insects, so I couldn't tell you what they are, but there are lots of different kinds here.
Now, the sun has just come out, and it brings everything to life here in the garden.
It's unbelievable. It's like being in the Mediterranean sometimes, sitting here in Stamullen on the coast of Ireland. The heat from the sun here, it's different from outside. I don't know. It could be something in my head. Perhaps you're feeling it too. So.
Well, I could feel it now. Just since that sun came out there now, it's really brought up the temperature.
Absolutely. And if you go up beside that wall, you get the heat there. It's phenomenal.
What do the locals think of this garden?
It's funny. I walked past the wall for years not knowing what was in here. And when I came in, I saw the garden. People are hearing about it, because we do some stuff on social media and we talk to people, obviously. People are hearing about it, and I've never had a negative reaction to people about the garden. I suppose, why would I? But people offer us things. The raised beds are made from scaffold boards that were given to us by the local builder. He just contacted me and said, we have 100 old scaffold boards and we can't use them anymore. They're going for firewood. Would you like to use them? So I nearly took his arm off and said, we would like to use them. So we now have 25 raised beds, I'd say, where we had four, and the materials cost us nothing. So people walking through the village, particularly the kids, go, there's the garden guy.
Uh-huh. And that's what you are, the garden guy.
So I'm the garden guy in Stamullen, I suppose. I could be worse things. I'm delighted with that title, actually.
But the difference between you and other garden guys is that for this acre here, it's not all dedicated to growing food. More than half it is dedicated to wildlife.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to grow with nature rather than looking at ourselves as outside of nature and against nature. So nature helps us to grow our vegetables here in this garden by maintaining a balance. So we don't spray with anything. We don't have huge influxes of green fly, anything like that. We don't have the white fly and the black fly, and I won't name all the pests, but we have the pests and we have the predators. We have a few of each, and the whole thing works. We've never sprayed anything here.
And Kieran, you'd like to encourage others to take on a project like this?
I absolutely would, and this project has actually moved outside the walls of the garden. I did write a book about it called Nature's Acre, and I've brought that into the local primary school and read it, parts of it, and talked about it to the kids. Now, one girl, about 8, came up to me after that and said, you've inspired me to do gardening. Now, a neighbour also, down the road, about a mile away, gave me a call and said, could you come around and look at my garden? I've got an acre of grass and I'm sick of cutting it. I'd like to put in wild plants instead. So I went around and we got our heads together and I gave her a planting list. So she's replaced half of her lawn with wild shrubs and trees and wild plants.
Right.
And she wants the birds to be able to come into that space and make more space for wildlife.
So this project hasn't just stopped here.
The project has gone way outside the garden. Another lady in Dundalk got in touch. She had a flooded back garden, no light, very shady, flooded back garden. The whole garden flooded regularly. And we just got our heads together and I gave her a few ideas. And she got a few friends together with a planting list. And she made a wildlife garden in a tiny, tiny back garden. Solved the flooding problem. Got somebody to dig out a sump and put in raised beds. And now she's filled that with native Irish plants and it's full of wildlife.
Thanks indeed to Kieran and Terry, and more details can be found on www.rte.ie/moon.